If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol.
That's right, Dan. We're going big. We were going for a week, so we're coming back big. Hey, everybody, welcome to we were both gone. Welcome to Exotica TV's Happy Hour-ish. I am your host, Jay, with my twin brother, Dan. Hey, Danny boy, what's happening?
We look exactly alike. It's like Schwarzenegger and DeVito.
Does that make me Danny DeVito?
Well, you are shorter than me, but it would probably make me because I'm bolder than you. Yeah, so I don't fucking know.
No, I don't know. But Dan, I'm excited, man. I feel refreshed. I went on my first trip in 367 days, I guess.
You got the cooties.
I do not. And on top of that, I found out that I do not have COVID. My wife doesn't have it. And like I said, if my wife doesn't have it, then I know I don't have it because, let's just face it, like, we came back from a trip to Florida. I gave her the COVID injection, if you know what I mean. And if she came back negative, then I think I'm good.
I'm sure she will be glad to know that you refer to your lovemaking as COVID injection.
Well, just that one time. Like, not all the time. I got other names for it. But this time when I came back from Florida, it was prickly.
What does this mean? So the little things that you always put, the ones for me are always insulting. The ones for you are always so nice.
Why?
But why? What do you mean? I've been suspiciously quiet. I'm all anxious about this.
No, I let's just say that when we're usually in full production of the show, I always joke that I know that, like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning because my phone rings and it's Dan and he's raring and ready to go. But for the last three weeks,
sleep till fucking 11.
I do not sleep till 11. I sleep till 8:30.
I never know when you're sleeping.
Or, whatever. So anyway, I'm saying it nicely.
I'll call you at 6:30 in the morning, motherfucker.
You're suspicious, Dan, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm suspicious.
You are suspicious.
Sus. As the kids say, sus, Jay. Don't be a boomer.
Oh, that's so true.
You're sus.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I don't know, dude. You know what? I'm excited. Monday, I go for my second back injection, so I'll be done.
You're getting the COVID injection. I like it.
I'm getting the COVID injection, yes. From a nurse, probably, but that I don't know.
So, dude, you're like home free. What is it? Like
A female nurse.
A week after that, then you're like, you can go out licking flagpoles again.
I'm basically, now they said like the Pfizer with one vaccine is about 95%. I heard somebody told me.
So what's with the other? Like, if you're at 95, I kind of feel like maybe they should just give everybody the shot, right? I mean, like, stop hogging the shots, Dan. Like, seriously. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I got one. Yeah, my girlfriend got one. My kids got them already.
She got the injection. Yep.
Our whole family, yep. Yep. I helped Kathy get the injected. COVID injection.
Okay. Well, good for you, Dan. I'm glad. I'm in Philadelphia.
I'm telling you right now, by the way, I won't be around Monday, and I'll probably be sick on Tuesday, but
suspiciously quiet is what I prefer.
Sus.
All right, Dan. Anyway. You know what? I want to do something this time. I think we're going to go to walk-on music moving forward.
Walk-on music?
Yeah. So, like, as you bring our guests in, like, we get into the walk-in music. I mean, we've already been demonetized on YouTube anyway, so what the fuck are they going to do?
For the dozens watching at home, please welcome, from Vancouver, Canada, Mina Wolf, and from Houston, Texas, Kelly Provocateur.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies?
There you go.
Hello.
I gotta tell you, Dan, you missed a call. You missed your calling. You should have been the walk-on guy. Like, you should have been the Bulls guy.
I should have been. Hey, let's try it out, Jay. Play it.
No, what?
Give me some Stratus. So you guys probably don't remember this because you're too young.
And we're old.
And at guard, number 23 from North Carolina, Michael Jordan.
I feel like you partially did that before, and I think you hit the first time.
Thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Anyways,
you know the name of the movie you like to see, press one.
Welcome to Movie Phone. Oh my God. These girls are like, what did we do?
Ladies,
I need to fire my publicist. This needs to end. Like, hey, cheers, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour-ish.
Cheers.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're happy to have
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You caught us on a recharged week because we took last. We've done this show like every Friday since quarantine started, and
wow.
And yesterday or last week was like the first time we'd taken a day off since like Christmas, and I don't think we took any days off before that. So now you got to deal with a lot of pent up.
This is our 44th show. Our 44th one.
It's older than
that's
me.
That's a lucky number.
Really? See,
44 is your lucky number.
Yeah,
Kelly, it was made for you. We're so glad to have
Jay,
you.
Jay, what's your lucky number?
It was made for us. Hello, me and Mina, Miss Wolf. That's it was right. Made for us.
Well, my favorite number, I don't know, man. I like 23 because I was a Don Mattingly fan. Then, of course, Michael Jordan. But 23 is my go-to, I think. How about you guys?
Okay. Well,
Mina, what's your number? If you were a baseball player, if you were a sports athlete and you got to choose your number on your back, what would it be? Besides 69.
Number one, I guess.
There you go. Very good choice.
I'm lucky number 13.
Yeah, I could. I think I knew that. I don't know. Anyways, so what are you lovely ladies up to on this this Friday? Now, we get to call this happy hours. Well, we all do, but because it's 5 o'clock here on the East Coast, so we're clocked out for the day. It was 4:20. Kelly, where are you coming from?
Houston, it's 4 o'clock my time.
All right, so you're getting there. And Mina, did we like break into your like lunch break?
Yeah, it's 2 p.m.
There you go.
It's always a little early to be happy houring over here.
You know what?
It's never too early. It's Friday.
If you run into problems, blame it on Dan. That's like my.
We'll give you a doctor's. It's always my fault because I'm sus.
He is sus. That's what the kids say. When Dan, when Dan plays Among Us, that's his. Oh my God! I actually downloaded it on my phone. Now my kids are the only ones that like go and play it. Anyways,
you ever go Snapchat? But you didn't go Snapchat.
No, Snapchat was where I got too old for social media. I'm cool with everything before Snapchat. Everything after, I gave up.
What about TikTok?
No, hell no, hell no. Like Snapchat, once pictures started disappearing when I sent them to people, and like I didn't even know how to like find things, and like I was just like, yo,
you know why, Boomer?
I'm done with this. What?
Because you're a Boomer.
Fuck you,
Boomer.
Oh,
whatever you say, Boomer.
Says Dan, the guy that's...
Okay, Boomer.
Boomer.
I'm 137 years old. Huh?
He's 130. How do you think he got his COVID vaccination already? He's over 75.
I'm excited, Jay. Coming to America, too, I'm going to watch tonight.
Ooh, is it out?
It's on tonight, yeah.
I'm
going to have a double feature of that and WandaVision. Do you guys watch that
show? I like WandaVision. Are you guys like cartoon or Marvel superhero people? No.
No.
Same. No. I'm not crazy about either, but I've watched all
totally
the movies.
She's sitting in a fucking silver throne.
That's true. Yeah. Seriously. Is that like a Game of Thrones type of thing, or is that just a straight like Kelly Provocateur throne?
It's the Queen of Thrones.
The Queen of Thrones.
The Queen of Thrones. Not Game of Thrones, King of Thrones, Queen of Thrones.
I like it.
Yep.
Like it. Wait, so... What are your guests, Mina? What do you think? Do you think it's going to actually coming to America too will live up to like possibly live up to the hype?
Absolutely. I don't want to. You know what? I feel so bad because it's like so many people probably worked really hard on this movie, and we're all just going to be like, "Oh, it's not going to be as good as the original fucking Losers." Like, I'm not going to say that. I don't know,
but
hope it's good.
But remember, you know,
it's gonna be
not
good.
Being as good or like being a bomb are two totally different things. So, like, it's got to be base level better than like, you know, your random movie that comes out on you know Netflix or what is it, Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon stepping their game up, man. Between like giving you Borat for free and now like you know coming to America too.
And you know what? My dog food came in 2 days.
Well,
wow.
So are we back to normal now? Is that the thing? Like, because remember, like for the last like 9 months, I don't know about you guys, but in Philly, we'd order something and it's like Prime. You know, you're like, all right, cool, and it would come like 9 days later, and you're like, yeah, that. Remember that? Did that happen to you guys? During quarantine, we missed out.
Not with Amazon Prime. It's been pretty accurate for me.
Really?
Man. I mean, but I've just been ordering clothes.
Is that that's your go-to?
You're not ordering dog food?
I don't have a puppy.
So, Speaking of clothes, Kelly, did you recently have to really change your entire wardrobe over?
Wait, I feel like I'm right under why. Like,
yeah, Jay, you know, actually, Jay, you look like Mickey Mouse. Wait.
Oh, man.
I have this. Okay, super wait, small
what was upgraded?
Her boobs.
Oh, yeah, you totally got boobies. Upgrade. Why not?
Oh, look at those things.
Yeah. They're...
Okay, did you get boobies, but did you get a butt too?
Careful no, with them. We're on YouTube.
Butt. Oh, you showed us your butt. I was like, is the butt new?
Kelly, we got to flip. There we go.
Oh.
Curves for days.
Looking fantastic.
Curves for days.
Oh, thank you, Mina. You're so awesome.
Jay, what about yours, Jay?
Mine are all
You've
natural.
Been on the Peloton ass, an awful Jay.
Lot. Mine are
Jay's
all
been
natural.
On the Peloton an awful lot.
Let's yeah, that's all. Cheeks. That's all lower body. Like
yeah, clap for us.
Jay's gonna twerk. twerk boomer talk.
twerk
boomer.
How the fuck out of the two of us, Dan, did I find fall into the boomer category? Like,
because you're not that much younger than me. You really are.
I am like generations younger than you.
Generations, dude. You grew up. Don Mattingly was your favorite Yankee. Don Mattingly was my fucking favorite Yankee.
Y'all have some history.
See, we do. We're like, after this quarantine, we're like an old married, a digital married couple.
I haven't seen him in over a year, honestly. Yeah. And like, we're usually like, we're every month, yeah, with Exotica, we're going somewhere, either checking out a new site, potential news site, an existing site, you know, doing pre-show shit, having meetings, whatever. Cause yeah, he's in Philly. I'm in Jersey. So even though we're on the phone constantly every day working and producing Exotica shows, yeah, we're basically, 90 miles apart or so, right? Something like that. Yeah.
100 something miles. I don't know what it
is. But it's like we haven't been like, this is the first time in my adult life. It's been over a year that I've never been on an airplane. You know, and it's like,
oh, wow.
Never in my adult life. Even when I was a kid, we flew somewhere every year, you know? So I haven't been fucking anywhere. So I'm getting this, vaccine. My girlfriend and I are both getting our vaccines on Monday, our second vaccine. Then a week later,
get the fuck out.
I don't give a fuck. We're just fucking going somewhere. I don't give a fuck where it is. Yeah, I just want to go somewhere. I don't give a shit if it's, I'm just going to surprise you. I'm just going to get plane tickets and just say, fuck you, motherfuckers.
By the way, just word of advice. Like, I've done the whole, like, just go to the airport and decide where you want to go. Like, without buying tickets, you just roll in and then you look up at the board and you're like, all right, there's where we're going to go. And you go to the counter and buy them. Don't do that. Because
you can't do that.
What they charge
Why
you
not?
At, well, what they charge you at the
they
airport.
Frown upon it.
For like what okay, you're buying crazy. Is like in you even if you buy them the same time like online at home or whatever, like walking up to the counter, they're just like, oh, this motherfucker, like, you know, yeah, it's like, you know, $1,800 to Newark.
You're so desperate you'll go anywhere,
you
pay
even,
anything.
You don't even have a phone to get on, like, to try and look this shit up, like, you're fucked.
Dude, Kathy's birthday's coming up, man. We're just gonna go to the I'm not gonna tell her where we're going. Just gotta like pack a fucking bag. We're going away. I don't give a shit if it's only for 2 days.
Yep.
I will get on. I have miles coming out of my ass.
Don't go to Hawaii for 2 days.
Go to Hawaii.
That is not where you want to go for 2 days.
I'm going to be 2 days in the fucking plane.
to get there and touch the sand.
I basically had to fly there, land, and turn around and come back.
Yeah, you guys aren't as close.
I just want to go somewhere warm. So, somewhere warm.
Florida?
And not New Jersey.
I went to the most New Jersey southern place I could have last weekend, and that was Florida. I kind of equate the two. They're very similar in my mind.
They're nothing alike.
No.
Nobody from New Jersey Florida on here.
They're all crazy. Jersey people.
Mina, New Jersey is our most successful Exotica. It basically put the roof over his fucking head and enabled him to buy his crack addict next door out of his house and kick him out.
This is true.
And yet he
Welcome
insults
to Philadelphia. No, I don't insult. I just, I like to pick on Dan. I take it all back. Don't listen to me. Or don't listen to him.
Anyway.
Are you guys now out, like, starting to travel out and, like, do your thing? I mean, obviously, Kelly, you're in Houston, so I'm guessing, like, you take your usual trips to, you know, straight Vegas, Cali?
I've been doing Hawaii. I went to Hawaii for my birthday in November. Ooh. Well, October, November of last year. Then I went to Florida again. Then I went to Florida again. Then I went to Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So, but you're from New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you been back to New York at all?
No reason
like a
to.
Ghost town right now.
She's like, it's did no you not just to. Hear like, what I listed off where I went to? Like,
no, but Florida, I mean, like, you know,
Hawaii? No, I didn't make it to New York.
And Mino, you're in Canada now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Canada, so if, like, I could fly within Canada if I wanted to, but, like, why?
So can
there's
you...
nothing to do, nowhere to go, there's no, like, I'm in the LA of Canada already, I guess, so I'm, like, you know, where I need to be, and unfortunately, right. Just nowhere to go,
Vancouver's
it's not.
Now, you can, did I hear right, you can fly from Canada to the United States now, but you can't drive?
You definitely can't drive. I'm pretty sure that's been closed the whole time. Technically, you can fly to the States now, but they want you. Yeah, they like force quarantine you in a hotel at the airport
that you pay for
several days now, and you have to pay for it. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for it.
You guys have heard that Trump's not president here, so it's cool to come over here again.
We got to open up the borders first. Oh, man. I think the nice thing is that knowing as soon as everything does open up and, you know, everybody starts getting their second dose of vaccination or the Johnson & Johnson or whatever, it's going to be, all I can say is for the last year, all I've done in my head is recount all the things that I did before quarantine that I wished that I hadn't like not gone to, you know, concerts in the city. Like, you know, I'm like, oh man, it's a Tuesday night and like show starts at 11. Like I'm not trying, you know, whatever. Now I look back on it. I'm just like, what did I do? Like, why didn't I just go to all of that? Like why did I skip anything? So hopefully once the doors open, you know, the world starts spinning again, like, you know, people are going to come flying out and all go to Exotica. Hopefully that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I miss Exotica.
Man, Exotica misses you. And misses
so do I, and so does my financial advisor.
Yeah, it really...
I totally miss it.
We've been... Our last show was October 2019.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been, you know, what, 15
and
years?
And that was a blast.
Jersey, man.
Jersey always is. Because you know why? It was in New Jersey. New fucking Jersey.
It's true, man. Jersey does, like, it amazes
everybody
me.
Everybody comes out.
It's, when we first went there, when we, the very first year, long story, we had to find this venue, like, last second. And we found the spot. And I remember driving out there, and the GPS didn't, like, it was so out of the way that the GPS didn't send you to the right place. Like, this was also back in, like, 2018 or 2008 when like GPS kind of was questionable.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways,
they had his printout with MapQuest how to get there.
We probably I feel like dude that was
printed it out.
We started
all the steps to get there.
Our first Jersey show was 2008, so probably not far from that. Like I mean, it's
Jay, did you have a triptych from AAA? Did you go to the AAA office and get your triptych?
See, that shows your age because I have no idea what that is. And
yes, you do.
No, I don't. What's a triptych?
It was like the little map that the book that you flipped open and it had. Nope. They would like take a highlighter and tell you where to go.
Sorry, old
dude,
man.
Don't even act it because
nope,
you know, I used that shit.
I have you did back in like 1935 in your covered wagon.
John Beach added it. Here's John Beach. John, we missed you.
We John,
dirt roads.
We missed you last week. John's a good guy. That's him with Stormy, right?
Hi, John.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyways,
I have to close my blinds. I'll be right back. It's driving me crazy. I'm still here, though.
We got out there and we were like, nobody's ever going to come out here. Nobody knows where this is. Like, this is out in the Jersey Expo Center. It was like out in the middle of nowhere. It looked like a.
I knew.
Lo and behold, like people found their way. You know, now it's like trying to find parking. You know, during the show is like a, you know, can be like a mile walk in or whatever. It's just, it's crazy. Hey, welcome back.
That's better.
Hey.
I was like nuclear there for a second. It's like stupid.
What was going on? Did I miss something?
No,
her
like,
lights.
Like, oh yeah, it's like in Vancouver right now. It's very like cloudy, but then like the sun will come through and then the stupid webcam like cannot deal with the exposure.
Dude,
so anyway, I just like close the blinds.
Everything
happens
here just like whitewashes out because it's just
CJ. People in glass houses should not throw stones.
That's true.
true. Or Hawks.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so what we wanted to do is, well, first thing is I know we've been all over. Kelly, you've been to a bunch of the Exoticas, and I know you came out to Portland. When we did it in Portland, and you guys are hooking up with some friends of ours in Portland. Unfortunately, I don't know when we're ever going to be in Portland again.
You know what? Portland was misplaced. The date was misplaced. It was a bad date. It was an okay show. It wasn't a great show.
Those lying motherfuckers.
Such an awesome city, and honestly, top on my list of places that I would like to go.
Columbus was an awesome city. Like Columbus was actually nice.
It was.
You remember
except for the show.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, I think the three of us were the only people that were at the show. So it was,
it was a cool city. Jay, tell me that wasn't a cool city.
It was a cool city. It really was a cool city. I had a great time, except for the fact that I lost my ass at that show. Like, which is funny, actually, kind of circles around to something in current events. One of the only people that was at that show all day long on Saturday was T.I. T.I. was on... He was on a hoverboard or whatever, rolling around the show. The dude comes in, he collects all of our Exotica hotties. They came to us and they said, "Hey, T.I. wants to take all of your hotties to like his concert or whatever tonight." We were like, "Does that mean we can stop pay them? Cool, send them on their way." Like there was, Mina, when I tell you, there was nobody at this show. Like it was the craziest thing we've ever. Like all of our shows are always crowded to some extent. This show, it was
awful.
The door opened. Put it this way. We do more people in New Jersey through the first hour of the show in Jersey on Friday as we did for the 3 days in Columbus, Ohio.
Dude, where's that picture? I'm trying to find the picture with T.I.
It was the craziest.
It was crazy because it was like, when I went in there, I was like, is this the same place they have the Arnold?
Yes, and they have like 300,000 people that show up to that thing, like that the Arnold Classic or whatever, or not the Arnold Classic. Is it the Arnold Classic? Yeah, it's like you know weight bodybuilders and whatnot, and so they have people live there and they go there. They didn't come there for Exotica. Like it was the wildest thing. Now let me mention anybody watching, we've done 42 shows. 41 of them have not been Columbus, Ohio. They're great shows, but I love to pick on the Columbus show.
Anyway, getting back to where we were, we did the show in Portland. We met up with the Mystery Box guys. They did some stuff over at the show, and you're doing a Mystery Box with PT Paul Thomas, the Hall of Fame director, and Kevin Allison, Reba Sparrow. So that should be really cool, huh? What are you guys doing?
Have you done these before, Kelly, or have?
I'm sorry?
Have you done Mystery Box before?
Yes, I did. Oh, okay. I actually was at the Mystery
Box.
What
is it?
Tell them.
The Mystery Box?
Yeah.
So the Mystery Box is a group of amazing people, and they get real people talking about different sexual experiences and just your everyday life experiences. And I feel that's what the ordinary person needs to hear so that they don't feel kind of excluded or feel like they're kind of weird being sexual.
It's such an like the folks that run it, what they do is they'll ask you for like maybe one or two or whatever of your story, like any story that you can think of that you would like to like kind of elaborate on or like flesh out, and they'll help you go through basically structuring the story on how to like make it the best that it could possibly be. And then everybody, you know, it's a stage show and everybody comes on and they get up and they basically tell this like real life story of what they do such a good job of putting this, like they really get it detailed and they're able to help you kind of like and lead you through a way that in the end it's almost like a weird kind of like stand-up / monologue like whatever, and then they'll sell tickets to it and promote it and people come in and watch it, and it's perfect for Portland because Portland is fucking weird and the show is funny and weird and you know irreverent, so it's those guys are awesome.
Shout out to Eric and Reba.
Yeah.
They are amazing. They put everything together, and they're just so awesome.
They've figured it out, man. They have a great way of, and they came to Exotica, and they, you know, did that, did their show within the educational portion of what we do in our seminar mm-hmm. rooms and whatnot. And I think like King Noir did it, yep. right? And
it was King Noir. It was me.
Yep.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah,
by the way, Dan, do you know who is a huge, huge fan of Kelly?
Wait, hold on. Let me guess.
I'm going to throw his ass under the bus.
Wait, hold on. I'll figure this out.
Do it.
Richie?
I'm totally
looking. Nope. Come on, man.
It's somebody that worked for us, right?
It's somebody that currently works for us. I'm sure Kelly knows. Caldwell? Boom. There you go. Yes. Caldwell loves Kelly.
I'm sure
he's confessed his love to you already. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, he's a gym guy, and he's like all bulk, you know, he's our head of security. So he's like big ass dude. And you know, he's like,
so you know, here's what I want to know. Cause Kelly, I know you're all into bodybuilding and stuff and fitness, and you know, Mina, you obviously look in shape also. So let me, Jesus Christ.
So beautiful. So
how do people, so we basically been under lockdown for the most part for the last year. Somebody goes away to prison for a year, they come out all buff, they lose like 19 pounds, they get all buff or whatever. Dude, nah, not here. I got like the COVID-19. It's like the freshman 15.
You got the COVID injection.
Oh, I totally wasn't having that.
You know what it is? I started smoking more weed, and then I get into the sweet and salty battle at night or whatever, where I get the munchies, and that's always fucking...
The weed,
not
man.
Good,
hey, dude. Weed's a killer. It's a, like,
it is. I actually look for strains now. That, and I asked my bud tender, or you know, at the dispensary, I'll be like, you know, dude, what's not going to give me the munchies here? Just give me a strain that's not going to give me munchies.
You know what? One of the tricks is you're supposed to, after you smoke at night, brush your teeth.
Oh,
and that like keeps you from like having like the munchies and whatever. Like once your teeth are clean and you have that taste of toothpaste, it's like your end of night kind of thing.
No,
and
dude, I'm fucking, it's Girl Scout cookie season. I'm thinking fucking 50.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I need another sleeve. Go. Yo, we got my, I have two little kids.
I got like 8 boxes coming.
Not two little kids, but like kids that have friends that are Girl Scouts and whatever. And like, dude, we, my wife was like, you know, she likes a certain kind that aren't the kind that I like. So she buys a bunch, and then she knows it. Like, we had like 12 boxes, and those things went too damn fast. Of course, we have kids that are like squirrels. Mina, they like guys, sneak down and just like.
Oh, Mina, you're in Canada. So do you guys even have Girl Scout cookies over there?
Yeah, there. It's called something different, but it's the same. It's the maple leaves. Thing.
The maple girls.
It's not bad, but I can't remember what it's called. Like the boys, it's for boys, it's called Scouts, and then for girls, it's something else. I can't remember what it is. But so yes,
they sell cookies every year.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So, what's your go-to flavor of your Canadian maple leaf girls cookies?
Yeah, definitely. It's always the chocolate mint ones. Those are the best.
Thin mints.
Yes,
Kelly, yeah, is that your go-to too, Kelly?
Yes.
See, now I'm gonna channel Jay. Hold on, Jay. Let's see how well I know Jay here.
I actually have two. So
Jay's two are tagalongs.
What are tag? I don't know the names of them. I only know the
chocolate peanut butter ones.
Of course.
Ooh.
Of course. And his other one, I think, is his Samoas.
You know, I like Samoas, even though I do not like coconut. But for some reason, they go with that. It's the Thin Mint. I love Thin Mints too. I could hammer
Thin Mints. You got to keep in the freezer.
Yeah, they don't stay in my house long enough to like think about where they're supposed to go.
Dudes, I got the munchies really bad right now.
Okay, basically you're telling us you want to eat. That's what this whole segment was about.
I have alcohol here, so I'm drinking. I drink this peanut butter whiskey. It's called
because that's a thing.
It's a total thing, really good.
And it's fucking delicious.
Oh, I heard it's really good.
What are you drinking, Cal?
Has anybody tried Joanna Angel and Small Hands whiskey?
No.
What's the name of it? They were on the show.
Doom's Whiskey.
Yeah, they were on the show a while back. And
not that Joanna would ever send us a bottle. Cheapo.
She probably would if you called her on it.
I'm gonna call Small Hands and tell him to fucking sell it.
See, my problem is I don't drink brown liquor. I just like for I tried. like I love
gin, which is disgusting. I love
cigars. I love cigars. I would love to sit and drink like, you know, whiskey and like smoke a cigar. I have yet to be able to find any type of redeeming quality to it that like I just don't like it. Like it just doesn't work for me and it drives me crazy.
What about scotch?
Nope. I have bottles like
scotch is better.
I have like $500 bottles that people have given us as gifts and stuff. That I'm just like, dude, in boxes with like big claw like oh, it's really? Just like but I'm just like, you know, I kind of keep it like one of these days I'll break it out when somebody's into it or whatever, but it's just
I would love to try some. I'm thinking about it. Like, I could probably pay my mortgage for a couple of months with the bottles of alcohol I have here that people are giving me.
Is there some service that you could sell them to? I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Is there some place that you could sell,
you get like baseball cards, you could resell baseball cards.
No, I don't think you can. Why can't you resell whiskey?
I don't think you can do that. I'm looking into this. I'm checking into the legality of this.
It's not an interesting thought.
This and Exenon.
I know we have like some
if
big.
It's unopened. Why not?
Every year every year except for 2020, we send bottles of Dom to like our big sponsors and whatever, Dom and cigars or whatever. And they, I realize now you can't send alcohol to Canada. That's the thing.
Like
they turn those things around real fast.
They're getting back at us. We're not even allowed in their country.
No, they're not allowed in ours. That was like, we should.
They don't want us either.
I'm fairly certain they don't, and I don't blame them. But like, you know, I think that it was us that actually shut that shit down.
It's kind of like half and half now because you guys are getting vaccinated so much faster than us.
Which is crazy. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like you have way more COVID than we do, like, but you're getting vaccinated so much faster. So I don't know what's. Like
I actually
in
heard,
the end what's gonna you guys are gonna be open way faster than us.
Vancouver did like 2 days ago did like 9,000 shots.
Something like that. Think about that. It's a big city. It's not that many.
Exactly. Like you guys have definitely been. I think that something fucked up with the agreement or the manufacturing of the vaccinations like that your government had done, and which by the way is like the first fuck up of this. We've been fucking up for the last 13 months. Like, you know, we're all over the place, we're coming through in accounts.
Everybody get your fucking vaccines. We want to see you at the shows.
Seriously.
I want a vaccine.
I'm ready for this, man.
Jay, let's bring up one of our little segments here.
Okay.
So you heard me before speaking about my lovely girlfriend, Kathy, and Kathy's not in the business, but she always has very interesting questions for us about the business. Dude, where's her music?
Well, here I was it just is. Waiting
yes.
for
it. Cat's curious.
So that's curious. We came up with that. So she wants to know, is there a difference between the Kelly and Mina from your real... your real personas, I guess. I mean, is there a different persona? And how do you separate the star you from the real at home you? Like, what makes you different? So we'll start Mina. What makes you different between Mina and whoever the fuck your real name is?
It's pretty different, actually. It's like Mina is, you know, this like very badass, like my idealistic kind of like sexual beast kind of persona,
right?
And in real life I'm kind of more like a Muppet, like I'm pretty chill, I'm pretty like silly, I'm very like you know, fun and light and stuff like that, and Mina's very much not like that, so it's honestly pretty different, and I don't know how I separate that really. It's still because it's, I think I wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't like a part of me somehow, I guess.
Right.
So it's not like, even though it's different for me, it's still like in me somewhere. And it's just a side of myself that I like to like explore kind of. So I guess that's how I separate it.
And what do you take from, you know, like, obviously you have like these two kind of say two personalities, like, you if that little piece of you that lives in kind of what you do professionally, what comes back out of it? Like, does that obviously it'd probably be sexually, I guess, but like
because you perform with your partner, right, with your partner Jack, So, I mean, you know, and obviously, so you guys are home. So, I mean, the cameras are on, you guys are one person. When the cameras are off, you're totally different.
Yeah, basically.
It's called missionary, Dan. It's called that's how normal people do it.
Be careful. Jay's gonna ask his weekly question about like cock size and shapes.
No. That was we've moved.
Oh, we want to talk about that? We can talk about that.
Jay loves talking about cock.
It's true.
And the aerodynamics talking about the physicality.
He's got me. He's trying to bait me into talking about it, and I'm just not going to.
Jay, we'll skip right over that. So Kelly.
How about you?
What about you? I mean, is there a difference between, you know, the queen, you know, Kelly Provocateur, and you know the at home, like nobody's around, cameras not on?
Yeah, it's a difference. So my personal life, I'm more reserved, more like laid back, not as sexual.
Right.
And Kelly's more like open, more sexual, more dominant. Yeah, but at the same time, it's still me. Like I've kind of learned to own who I really am, and I'm a goddess. That's something I would never dumb down.
I own a fucking throne, like in my house.
Dude, your shit is like badass. I mean, like your persona is like I mean, well, Kelly Provocateur is I mean, you're BDSM. I mean, king, domina, submissive. I mean, you run the gamut of that shit.
Yeah. And on my personal life, it's more, I'm like, hi, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I
can't pay to see that shit.
Yeah.
I can still control someone, even on my personal life, because they see it. I mean, it's something that you can't hide or deny. So I just started owning it 24/7.
So turn
down
you guys
what?
Are
Take what me as you? I am or get gone.
My professional
career. What's the Jay like when this camera's not rolling, Jay?
Interesting, are you curious
about cock in your real life?
No, I do have to say though, like every Friday between 5 and like 6 or 7, 4 and 6, my kids in the whole like neighborhood go to the park next door and play kickball and like do their, you know, like it's
dude, a bunch of families
out there. And it's really just parents like out there drinking beers and hanging out and kids, you know, running around or whatever. And every week I have them hit me up and they're like, hey, you know, what time are you coming over? And I'm like, I have a work thing between 5 and 6, you know? And like, it's just really funny because I consider myself really lucky to be able to get and have, you know, get to have these conversations and do what we do and then go, I live a crazy double world, you know, like not like in the same way that you guys do, but like, you know, my friends, my kids' friends or kids' parents and, you know, that we've become friends with, you know, they're like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I run trade shows. And they're like, oh, what kind of trade shows? I'm like, the fucking boring kind of trade shows. Like, I don't even say. I'm just like, the boring shows. Like, what are you doing today?
I'm a boomer. What do you think I'm
just
doing?
Nobody really, it's not a conversation point that we really have.
So you want them to think, Jay, so you want them to think that you're a boomer when you're really sus.
Dude, I'm the youngest. I'm like the youngest person of all of like, I live in like a neighborhood in Philly where everybody's like, you know, they've waited until they were in their 40s to have kids and like whatever. So I'm like
I'm dealing right
the
now.
Young
like
buck.
I'm picking up my phone, even though my son knows I'm working right now and he's texting me things, you know, and it's like, dude, you know, and he's like asking me things. The stupidest question right now, the tire light indicator came on in this car. So what does he do?
Aww.
Those are the kind of things that you get to deal
with. He's 19 years old, Mina.
No.
That's my just double life.
Text back, is your Google broken?
Seriously.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't look forward to that, but
I got two of them. And yeah, my double life is before we're coming on the air, I'm sitting here and over in the corner over here is a TV and I'm watching, you know, because you can't go to the games because of COVID, but I'm watching my daughter's like high school basketball game. So,
Aww. And
they last game of the season, they won Jay, by the way. So they finished up the season strong. Congrats.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm just happy the season's over because every week I hear Dan
before
the show
tomorrow
screaming into the microphone while we're like getting
ready. Volleyball.
Oh yeah.
I was a server. I was the smallest person on the team, but I was a badass server.
Dude, volleyball is a great sport.
Dude, my daughter's like 5'10", so it's like She's ooh, like, yeah, she's a big girl. So, but I mean, and she was just playing somebody. And this girl was like a, like half of a head bigger than her.
Half of your head or half of like the normal head?
Her head. Like, you know, so it was like another like probably 3 inches. This girl had to be like 6 foot, 6 foot one.
Oh.
So we got another thing. So we always want to find out a little bit more. We want to find out about the real yous, you know, more. Because
the yous.
You know, you guys can be Kelly and Mina all you want. But we know there's...
We're digging deep, deep down.
We're digging deep. So I have like some very serious questions I would like to ask you. Ready?
Okay, let's hit it.
Kelly, what would be the worst thing to put into a piñata? I got my answer already.
If it's not semen, it's the wrong answer.
I was close. I was talking poop.
Okay, poop's pretty bad.
I'm not gonna go to the poo.
Yeah, seriously, Dan, you're disgusting.
But we can talk about poop.
I said hot sauce because it can burn.
By the way, Jay, when you get that semen all over you, wipe it off with jizz off.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. They sent it to me today, a sample. I'm like, please put it in a plain envelope because with nothing that says jizz off on it.
So the girl instead, if it works.
Her little label, the COO there, it has a little fox on it. I can't really. Oops, this is my address. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Dan. Let's
edit that.
Okay, can we stop everything and do like a product testing like immediately?
See,
like, don't you guys want to know if this thing
Nina,
works?
Ask the question,
Dan.
Like right now.
How quick can you masturbate?
He's good.
Kelly, Kelly,
Mina, here's your question.
You just tell him to jerk off.
Seriously, Dan, we'll wait.
Show him the new titties. We'll,
Mina,
and
listen.
We can test this stuff now. Oh,
Mina, quiet. Mina, would you rather be a weak superhero or a powerful supervillain?
Powerful supervillain, of course.
Kelly.
What was that look, Jay?
I was trying to ponder. Like, I mean, the problem is if you're like a, you know, you're a powerful super villain, you're going to get beat sometime. So you're going to die. What? Somebody's going to kill you.
Why? Jay,
quiet. I asked the questions.
Okay, sorry.
You watch too many movies.
I'm just Kelly, thinking through this.
Which breakfast cereal mascot would be the most fun to have at a party?
The Kellogg's Tiger.
They're great.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say.
I'm gonna say Trix. I think that the crazy rabbit or whatever would be fun. He'd be fun to party with.
I could see that.
Yeah.
If he was on like some LSD.
He's doing blow. He's been doing blow for like 45 years. Like
he's the lucky charms guy.
Captain Crunch, because we got some crunch berries, we got some peanut butter crunch.
Oh,
Captain Crunch would be good. He could take us on the sailing the seven
seas. I don't feel
anywhere.
That I understand Captain Crunch's personality. I feel like I understand.
Charmed. That's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah. He could be like an old crotchety man. Like you don't know. You're just looking at a picture of him.
Mina, what's your favorite use for a potato?
Food.
Yeah, like to eat it. Like to cook it and eat it.
Potato gun. Favorite. That's the most fun. You ever shot a potato gun? You can shoot like they got the big little tube thing. No?
No.
I just do hash brown.
No, Boomer. We use real guns. They got bullets in our day.
Yo, listen, I'm out in the sticks of Vermont. We made some potato guns. They were badass.
Kelly.
And you didn't get no maple syrup?
Oh, we had tons of maple syrup. I have a gallon of it downstairs.
Kelly, what embarrassing song do you know all the lyrics to?
My milkshake brings other boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. They're like, it's better than yours.
I'm watching you.
What I have to charge.
Okay.
Mina, what about you?
So many, but I have to be like, you have to like give me the first bit, and then I can tell you like all the next bit. But like literally, so many.
We can name a band. Like I could probably sing along to a Backstreet Boys song, which terrifies me. Actually, it makes me rethink my life.
You are my fire.
Yeah, Yes.
My one
desire. Oh my God.
This
might get us banned from YouTube. Kelly's boobs, we're fine. All of a sudden, like, our singing comes on and they're just going to be like, we're done with this. Like,
I was going through the questions before, and here's what Jay, who was your first celebrity crush?
Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
But Jay didn't say Daphne when I asked him earlier. He said Scooby-Doo.
No, I didn't. I said Daphne from Scooby-Doo, and Dan did not hear me. And he said, what? And he said Scooby-Doo? I'm like, yeah, the show, but Daphne from Scooby-Doo. So he thought that I said Scooby-Doo.
Kelly, who was your first celebrity crush?
I think Taye Diggs.
Okay.
Oh,
he was the man there. I watched the
show. He's on that show. What is it called? All American. Good show.
And then I saw him in person.
Did you?
He's really short, right?
Oh no! Did he disappoint?
Oh no, he didn't disappoint. He was even gorgeous in person.
See, that's a good thing to hear.
He's like a little midget guy, right?
No,
is he really short?
I mean, I'm 4'11", so at the end of the day, he was tall. He was good for me.
See, I forget that because looking at Kelly on like this throne thing,
you think
like
Kelly's tall.
I feel like she's that's like 5'11" and like all stretched out. But like then I remember, and I've known Kelly for years, like that is, she's not. Yeah, that's crazy.
Jay likes to say he's
I have a big personality.
Yes, yes, you do. That's for right. sure.
We had, did you ever see it when we were up in Portland? We had Little Sassy Cassie.
I saw her.
She's Little actually Sassy been Cassie. On the show.
Do you have a picture of her, Jay, that you can put up there? Or is it hard? She actually emailed me this week that she can only do with our new rescheduled dates. As of right now, it looks like she can only do DC. Because luckily, she looks like she's booked again, which is cool. But she is the world's, she is the world's smallest stripper. She's out in Portland.
Oh, yeah,
she's amazing.
She
wow,
but she's strong as fuck.
It's crazy. Like she literally,
like she like climbs a pole like a fucking like a
spider monkey.
Like a
wow, it's crazy. Some of the photos that I found are like are
you can't even put them up on here.
No, I can put them up, but like they're of her like you know street clothes like normal.
Well, she got like boobs now too. She got new boobs too.
There you go.
Yeah.
She is. She
is 2'11".
She'll hold onto the pole, and then her feet go straight to the pole, and she walks up the pole, like straight out, just like
a koala bear.
It's the wildest thing.
A koala bear.
The opening.
See a koala bear go up a thing.
The opening scene on our stage was her assistant walking out with a suitcase, and she pops out of the suitcase.
She popped out the suitcase.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a suitcase. It was a fucking over... It was like a carry-on. It was like an over...
Yeah, it was like the store above your overhead container, like, you know, type of thing.
Like the one that Jay uses to, you know, put weed in.
It totally made my eyes pop out. I was like, man, she's amazing.
She is. And she's actually really sweet. We had arguably the greatest Exotica TV moment. Like since we started
this
thing,
up?
I would it take might take a little bit much. She
that was great. We
go for it.
We were supposed to have three guests on, right? And we always had like different. So one of our guests though was a musical guest, an old friend of mine who was in. He plays with. He was in a band called Trickster back in the 90s. Yeah, they were like a hard rock band, but he plays in a band now called Ra R A. And he's also playing, you know who Chris Jericho is, the wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
He's in his band. He plays with him, Fozzy, and he's played with like a bunch of people over the years. Like big. But anyway, so we have him on, and he's going to do like a little musical thing. And we had Cassie on, so we think it's kind of cool. It's a quirky guest. And, you know, we were supposed to have like, I think, I forgot who it was. Like Kenzie Taylor, I think it was actually, was supposed to be like our big porn star anchor of the show. And you know, and she got into a car accident earlier that day, so she had to cancel last minute. So we just had Cassie and PJ, right? And PJ, I've known him since he was like 16 years old. So you know, we're just doing this show, and it's just like, and all of a sudden you just hear this like, you know, this voice. Wait, guys, hold on, Ma. I'm on the air. I'm doing an interview.
Oh my God, Dan. I have it. Hold on just a second.
You have it?
You ready for this? Let me see.
Wait, did you guys ever see Wedding Crashers?
Let me see if I can get this to work.
Your wedding crashers? Yeah, oh, I saw that.
Okay, wait, here it is. Here.
I am
Listen.
Doing a work.
Yeah, let me start. Restart.
Hold on, my mother is calling me. I am doing a work chat thing.
Meatloaf! Now! Fuck!
I said meatloaf!
Meatloaf!
Wow.
Okay, we're gonna, there we go.
Oh, that was great.
It was.
What could go wrong? Literally, right?
We were sitting there, and like at one point, her like the backdrop like fell down, and she's like, you know, I mean, it was.
Aww.
There was a whole.
She's
scene
on her little pole in her little basement. I think it might have just been like a little cubby
involved in it.
That was so badass
as well.
I actually think I thinned out a little bit, Jay, from there.
Oh yeah, that was definitely what I was looking at when I was watching that video. Thinking,
well, I'm looking
wow,
at myself.
Dan looks very slender.
Not slender. I wouldn't say slender.
Slender. I think I've lost like 5 to 10 pounds since quarantine started. So I've gained it. Like I gained more, and then I was like, oh my god, like my life is falling apart.
All right, we got one more question for you guys. Ready?
Okay, go for it.
Mina, what's your favorite and least favorite holiday candy? Holiday candy.
Oh, okay.
Like holiday, like Christmas, or like any holiday?
It could be Christmas, like it could be holiday? Easter, Halloween, I guess. It could be like, you know, Thanksgiving. I don't know if there's Thanksgiving candy.
Candy corn is like, I don't get it.
Okay.
That's for like
so
Halloween,
my girlfriend loves
right?
candy corn. She loves it.
No. No. And also like, okay, this is not like a candy, but like fruitcake for Christmas. Is like so gross. I don't get it at all.
I don't think I've ever even tried a bite of fruitcake. I just I understand that it's gross and
yeah, it's just you just get it. But I think the probably best is something like Easter, like Cadbury Kinder eggs. Do you guys get that in the States?
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are pretty.
Well,
good.
The Kinder good. Eggs where it has like a little prize in the middle, or the Cadbury egg where it has like the gooey like inside.
No, okay, neither of those. Okay, so these are the mini eggs
that comes out of it.
Right.
Have a candy shell and then a chocolate inside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have those?
Yeah, I think so.
You guys have those? Those are good.
I don't know. It sounds like something that I don't know as if I've seen.
You bite into it and poutine comes out.
Then you know it's from
I
Canada.
I wish.
Cheese curds.
Is poutine
see, that
like
was
a relative
that was
like
in Columbus, Jay? That place that we had the poutine fries across the street, that was place, that, those fries were like fucking legendary. Kelly, what about your what's your least favorite and favorite holiday candy?
Least favorite Halloween, it would be Halloween candy, black licorice.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's
my most favorite. I would have to say for Thanksgiving, Christmas, carrot cake is my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Your favorite?
Yeah. I like a good carrot
Love
cake.
It.
What about
Love
you, Jay?
It.
You know, I don't really know, man. Like, I...
You don't know what your mouth likes?
No, I kind of like...
I
don't... Oh,
I hear it likes dick.
That's true. All the time. Dick. Now I definitely can't think of anything. No, I don't. I can only think of things that I don't like. I don't think that there's
shortcake?
I don't think there's a holiday thing that I look forward to specifically for.
Jen, everybody's like busting you about this shit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I feel bad. But if everybody out there knew the abuse I take from you on a daily basis.
It's so true. I listen.
Just deserves.
Again, we could do 180 of these shows, and if I get violently attacked once, then you know what? I'm like, I'm ahead of the game. So,
dude, you're gonna be like, what's his fucking face walking through? Who was it that was walking through Times Square and just got punched in the fucking mouth?
Oh, Rick Moranis. So now you're gonna compare. Now you're gonna compare me to Rick Moranis. Like this is where we're going. Like the dude was in fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like. 8,000 years
dude,
ago,
he did Great White North. What was it? Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That's nobody else.
He was in
that.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
but he is annoying as fuck.
Definitely got punched in the face.
He definitely got punched in the face.
Oh, he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
He got KO'd?
I think so.
But by the way, so circling back around to T.I. riding through Columbus, Ohio. did you hear the T.I. news this week?
No.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Dude, so he's got some shit, man. There's like some five or six accusers and like 150 people who have like around them said like that basically T.I. and his wife, I forget what her name was, have been like basically like baiting in and drugging and like, you know, sexually assaulting women and like doing like all kinds of like craziness. But it's weird because it's come from a good group of people. Like, I mean, not a good group, like a good as in large. So there's like a lot of people out there that are just like, yeah, the news hit like this week, I think.
Well, that will be mentioned in the conversation. That will be mentioned in the conversation, Jay.
What's that?
That will be mentioned in the conversation.
What? Yeah. What? Because he was the only guy that showed up to Columbus, Ohio. No.
We've had some serious, like, there's been some serious people that have like shown up to our shows.
On a random.
Yeah.
Who's the most random like famous person you think that's been to Exotica, or Kelly that you know?
I rolled through Exotica with Neo, like.
Keenan Ivory Wayans when we did LA. Keenan Ivory Wayans in LA.
Yep. Let's see.
It was kind of weird.
I don't know. We've had a bunch of random. It's fun. You know what cracks me up is when you get like an NBA player that'll show up and like not like anybody that anybody would know or like or that you know would be a big thing. And they'd be like, yo, could I get some tickets? And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, the box office is right there. Like, you make way more than anybody else here. You go buy some tickets, come back and see me, and I will walk you in.
We became friends. We had some
Major League Baseball
Exotica
players.
Exotica Chicago. Exotica Chicago we did. And, you know, the Chicago Sports Spectacular was downstairs. So, you know, because the convention center there is really large, right? So we're upstairs and right underneath us in the convention hall underneath us was the Chicago Sports Spectacular. And it was like the reunion of the 1985 Bears and the World Series champion Cubs. And it was just crazy. So a couple of the guys came upstairs or whatever, and they were, you know, and I'm not going to mention any names, you know, because we like them. T.I. I couldn't give two fucks about.
Yeah, but no, I'm not worried about him anymore.
But our Keenan Ivory
Wayans. By the way, he left the Exotica hotties that he gathered up. He left them after the show at the place that he was in like Akron, 60 like miles away and didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was
just
pissed when I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, we had a Hall of Fame baseball player was there and with us and, you know, some guys from the Bears or whatever. And a couple of them, you know, we became like friendly with and I still talk to. You know, tried to use a connection to try and help Jay for his birthday present a few years ago, but it didn't work. But I still made it happen, Jay. I love you, Jay.
You did.
I may joke about your affinity for cock. I'm sorry, curiosity of.
You know what? I've been outed. I'm caught. I'm busted. What can I say?
What do you think's crazier, Jay? Your curiosity about the aerodynamics of a penis, or your lack of respect for your dishwasher or your fleshlight.
He's got to bring this up every fucking time. Every time. It's like,
dude, my whiskey's fucking empty. I got to do something.
He's like,
it's nothing in that cup.
Seriously. Thank God, because this, at least Dan is holding his shit together. Because a couple weeks ago doing this show, he decided to like, rip a bunch of like hits and drink a whatever, like two glasses of whiskey. And let's just say that like little 5-minute rundown that we give you before the show, Dan did it. And I had to then go back and start again and do the entire thing for the people that were on it. So you've been blessed with a relatively smooth running kind of process. So
the funny thing is non-COVID world, Jay, who's the first one to bed every night?
Dan, definitely.
Who's the first one to leave the party every time?
Dan, every time.
Who tries to get out of the party every time?
Dan, every time. Who says he's not going to go to the party and then stays there until they...
He's in the party.
Can get bottles, like, closing the bar down.
That's Jay.
That's me.
Actually, that's Jay's mom, but...
Yeah, that's true, too. She's a party.
Your mom is the bomb.
She is a rock star.
Real.
Yeah. She's.
You got to come to the show just to meet Jay's mom. I love Jay's mom.
You
to death.
Totally have to come. She's the truth.
She's a total party person.
Yeah, the immediate group of us is like my mom and my stepdad and Dan and Ted and like a bunch of guys that I've known for 14 years doing this and some for life, you know. And
we're like Reservoir Dogs.
And then an extended like group of like 30 or 40 people that work on site at every show that we do every time, and they are the greatest people, period, hands down, ever to hang out with. It's like the greatest thing about Exotica is that 4 times a year we get to go to a random city somewhere and kick it with all of our friends. And so like that's what I miss out of all of this.
You're making me cry, Jay.
In quarantine, like those guys are, oh man, everybody should wear a mask, keep fucking safe, and like let's get this shit on the road, because I've had enough of not seeing everybody's faces.
So before we wrap up, there's a little thing we like to do to close at every show. We want you guys to get the week's over, right? We want everybody to let loose, get their shit together, you know, and enjoy their weekend. So, you know what? I don't care what it was. If it was a guy down there that, you know, didn't pick up his dog shit, we want to hear your big fuck you. So, Jay, why don't we start it? Be careful, Kelly. Kelly, be careful.
Dan, you can't cover her. It doesn't work.
I just realized that. I'm putting my hand up in the face. Anyway,
this is fantastic. So
Jay,
yes.
Why don't you start us off, Jay?
You want me to kick us off? This is a big one, Dan. I've been saving this one for a while. So,
all right.
This week, my big fuck you goes to possibly the worst kind of person ever known to man. This is the kind of person that does not give a fuck about anybody else around them. Except, and all they want to do is put themselves in front of anybody else. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about anybody else around. All they want to do is be ahead of you in line. So my big fuck you this week goes to the person on the airplane when you land that is sitting behind you and tries to get off the airplane in front of you. Fuck you. That person needs to burn and die. Like, I got on this plane, I'm dealing with the same shit you're dealing with, and at the end of the day, you think that standing up and taking 8 steps forward so I can't get out of my fucking row is okay? Big fuck you. Big fuck you. Yes.
All right.
Go what?
And I digress.
Who wants to go first, Kelly or Mina? Who do you want to give a...
You go, Kelly!
Ah, okay. Mina! Okay. So my big fuck you goes to all the people that I make uncomfortable now since I have big boobs. So bitches, put your panties all the way in a fucking bunch because y'all gonna get even more uncomfortable. Fuck you.
There you go. I like it. She got in the spirit of that one.
Fuck you, small titty haters.
Fuck no. Fuck you. Fuck you, small titty. And fuck you, long titty.
All right, Mina, your turn.
This is going right where I wanted it to go.
Okay, I guess. I mean, everyone, a collective fuck you to COVID, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
There you go. I'm ready to go.
But actually, Jay, when you started talking and you were so righteous, I like thought about somebody that I would like to say fuck you to. And out in front of my place, there's like, I'm kind of like close to the beach. And there is this person who sits with a loudspeaker and freestyles. And no, you cannot freestyle. You suck. You are very, very bad. And you're too loud, and fuck you.
There you go. There we go. I like it. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Freestyle. Go move your freestyle along.
Yeah.
I have a very petty fuck you.
Oh, I like it. I love
petty. This is very petty. It's a petty. This is probably the most ridiculous thing. But I don't know about where you guys live. But here they give away free newspapers. I don't want fucking newspapers. We got to separate our garbage, right? So there's the fucking
guy, the freebie town newspaper. Okay.
Right? And I'm on a fucking corner, and you know, my property's kind of long. So not only do they throw this free fucking newspaper in my fucking driveway, but they also throw it in the fucking front of my house on my fucking steps.
Oh, no.
Right? So they're basically littering on your neighborhood. Hold on.
And then it fucking snows. And then I, no. This is nothing petty about it. And then it fucking snows, right? And then I break out my snowblower, and I'm going with my snowblower, and I'm going down the driveway, and
there's
the fucking newspaper that I don't want in the fucking first place. I haven't read this newspaper. I've been in my house for fucking 15 years, 16 years, something like that, 17 years. I haven't fucking seen this shit. You know, I've never read this shit. Used it to when I had a puppy to fucking, you know, put in the fucking cage or something. But, all right. And you know what the worst part is? I call the fucking people, tell them I don't want their fucking newspaper. And by the way, I have to go through this whole fucking rigmarole where you don't hear much, very much.
Rigmarole. Today. And I'm the old
rigmarole.
Guy. Yep. Keep going.
Dude, what did you use before?
I don't know.
Pontificate.
I did.
So as I'm pontificating on how to fucking get in touch with these motherfuckers, tell them I don't want their fucking free piece of shit newspaper. Then you know what they tell me? We can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going off the list. They're just literally
their guys drive around.
By the way,
flinging fucking newspapers all over the fucking place.
And
it rains and this shit gets soggy and hard.
In Philadelphia, you can write into the city and they send you a decal to put on your door, on your front door, and they don't leave them on your step.
Dude, I'm gonna start a drive for the decal.
I'm gonna buy a bootleg print a bunch of decals and just put them on all my neighbors'
houses. Motherfuckers around the country, fuck you.
Yep, there you go.
On behalf of myself and snowblowers.
Nice job, man. And it's bad for the environment. We don't need that shit. Like, you're just printing shit to.
You know what we do need? We need to find out where the fuck we can find you guys online. Kelly, where can we find you online?
You can find me online on Instagram at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I dot pro, and Twitter, Kelly Provocate, as well as my website, kellyprovocateur.com.
Cool.
With a pick bounce.
Oh, yeah.
the lovely Cat's Curious just walked into my little studio here.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Kat!
She's saying, hey, they can't hear you. But so here, wait, you're going to show your face real quick? Here she is.
Hey! What's up, girlfriend?
Hi!
See, your wife isn't cool, Jay.
She's been on Exotica TV.
She's never been on Exotica TV.
Yeah, she has. On my birthday show.
On the first show. They were all saying hi. You can't hear because I got headphones on. But Mina, can everybody find you online?
Ask your wife what her Twitter handle is. No, I'm just kidding. Mina, go ahead.
She's not my wife. She's my partner. Because we've been together for 9.5 years. And I think partner, somebody once said partner is more respectful than girlfriend, right? Would you guys agree?
I like partner. Well, it's fine.
She calls Dan her bitch. I like so wife, too. It's good.
Jay says you call me your bitch.
I don't like partner.
She likes partner. You don't like partner?
I don't like partner.
She doesn't like partner.
Oh,
partner's something that you would say.
That was the start and end of that.
She says partner makes her think like she wants a square dance.
Okay, do-si-do.
Oh.
Do-si-do.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, so Mina, hit us with what
Mina,
you got.
Yes. Where can we find you online?
Yeah, you can see it up on the screen there. It's at Mina the Wolf for my Twitter and Instagram, and my website is incorrectly written, but it's MinaWolf.com. Yeah, it's okay. No worries.
That's Dan's fault.
That's Mina
the Wolf. Don't listen to Mina the Wolf. MinaWolf.com. That's
yes.
That that actually sounds like a joke.
Go to many vids, clips for sale. I want clips and search Mina Wolf and her porn channel and shit and do all that.
Love it.
I may or may not have checked out her Twitter handle before the show. So
excellent.
Yes. I saw the other side of Mina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, all right, so, guys, we want to thank you very, 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 very much from the bottom of our hearts for joining us here. Next week, we will be back on Exotica TV. Our special guests next week are Rockin' Rose, new star in the business, and one of our favorites of the show, Library Girl from PDX, actually. The one and only Kendra Sunderland. For all of our dates, for all of our 2021 dates, check out exoticaexpo.com. July will be kicking things off at Chicago. September in the 305 Miami, bitch. And back to the lovely Garden State, my home, where weed is now legal. And we just don't take anybody's fucking shit. New Jersey. And we'll be wrapping things up with our debut just outside of our nation's capital for Exotica DC over in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah,
wait till you see that place, folks. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're kicking the gun show out and we're going in. It's going to be interesting.
We're going in.
That's right. Hey, Kelly, and then, totally different kind of guns, but I like those ones better.
Yeah, check us out. Also, follow us on our Instagram, but we don't have one. So if anybody can get our Instagram back, I haven't asked for a couple weeks. So please, please do.
The money this is the end of the show anymore. where Dan turns an hour and 10 minute show into an hour and 17
Jay,
minutes.
Jay, you know what, Jay? You know what, Jay? I'd normally tell you to stay safe.
Stay sexy.
Yeah, they will tell you that.
That's your go to.
So right. Everybody, wear your mask. Get your vaccine if you can. And we want everybody out there to stay safe
and stay sexy. Everybody, we'll see you next.
Except
week.
For Jay.